From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the southern Iraqi city of Basra, the current election campaign has something in common with our most recent presidential contest. Candidates are using their war records to help win votes. But it's not their deeds with the military of Saddam Hussein that candidates are talking about. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, they're touting their roles in the failed Shiite uprising against Saddam's regime.
There's not much to be proud of in this neglected city. Basra, flooded now, is bailing out the water after 2 days of driving rain. This is a colorless, rundown place. Pride here is in events that took place more than a decade ago, when the people of Basra rose up against Saddam Hussein's regime in 1991, at a time when the Iraqi army was retreating from neighboring Kuwait in the face of overwhelming American firepower.
Yes, people know that my family paid a huge price under Saddam time.
Esra Saad is running for a spot in the municipal government here. As a candidate, she is dressed in a prim headscarf, long coat, and high heels. Back in 1991, she says, she was on the streets supporting the rebels. Her uncle was killed along with many other relatives. Thousands of Iraqis died in bloody reprisals by Saddam's army after the revolt failed. Her family's loss is a campaign theme in our election race now.
Yes, I do that. I speak about the elections generally, and I also speak about my family's sacrifice.
These veterans are heroes, says Taha El-Tamimi, who took part in the revolt in 1991 and now works for the British consulate in Basra.
They are very influential, and the uprising in 1991 is very popular here in the South. Start in the South.
In the center of the city, a billboard marks this building as the headquarters of the Shabaniya Revolution, Arabic for the 1991 uprising. It is a veterans organization. Armed men sit around a fire outside the office. They drink coffee and share stories. Mufid El-Samach was one of the leaders of the revolt. He recounts the end of the first Gulf War, after American bombs had fallen on Basra.
There was a rocket fall on my house, where my mother and my bigger brother and two sisters, I lost all of them at that war.
But Al-Samach blamed Saddam for those deaths. And when the Iraqi army came home from Kuwait through Basra, exhausted and demoralized, he and others began the uprising at 4 a.m. on March 2nd. Urged on, he says, by public pronouncements of support from the American president at the time, George Bush, the father of the current president. The Iraqis believe the U.S. military would help them get rid of Saddam in 1991.
The most beautiful thing at that time is all the Iraqi people, the Christian, the Sunni, the Shia, were participating together, and no one think that who they are, they all were Iraqis and for Iraq.
More than a decade later, Samach and others look back at that time for lessons now. A revolt that started out for all Iraqis quickly became a Shiite Muslim movement, says Samach. We took it over. The U.S. military did not support the Shiite revolt. Back then, Samach believed it was a U.S. betrayal. His opinions have softened over time. We should have included all Iraqis, not just the Shia, he says now. Taha El-Tamimi agrees.
I found it a mistake when I left Iraq, when I start speaking to the politicians, when I get involved in politics heavily, I found this mistake.
On the streets of Basra, another revolution is underway. Campaign billboards are on every block, campaign posters slapped on light posts and car windows. Most of the candidates are from the Shiite community. This Iraqi majority has pledged to come out and vote, even as many of the country's Sunni Muslims say they will boycott. The veterans of the 1991 uprising and others say that the Sunnis must be convinced to take part. These veterans say they do not want another failed revolution. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Basra.